This is Radio Nepal. I'm Goshul Kimire with the news, the headlines first. Department of Labor issues strict directive stating workers' complaints must be addressed within 1 hour. Finance Ministry releases 47-point directive to accelerate budget execution and fiscal discipline. And 12 workers killed in tunnel collapse after methane explosion in India's Sikkim state. Now the news in detail. The Department of Labour and Occupational Safety has issued a strict directive ordering all department heads and concerned officials to address grievances filed by workers or victims within 1 hour of receiving it. The department issued the circular to all subordinate labour and employment offices as well as occupational safety and health centres nationwide. The decision follows growing complaints to the ministry regarding severe delays in handling grievances submitted directly or via platforms such as Hello Sarkar, along with reports of unprofessional conduct by officials. Under the new operational rules, officials must address the complaint and inform the applicant within 60 minutes. If a matter falls outside an officer's jurisdiction, officials are required to notify the service seeker immediately and forward the file to appropriate authority. The directive also mandates officers to prompt immediate responses from the business establishments, facilitate labor law negotiations, issue swift decisions if talks fail, and strictly enforce ruling from the labor court. Furthermore, officials have been instructed to adhere firmly to the Good Governance Act and Civil Service Act, ensuring quick resolution and immediate status updates for grievances routed through the Hello Sarkar system. The Ministry of Finance has issued a comprehensive 47-point guideline to all government ministries, commissions and agencies to streamline the implementation of the fiscal year's budget. The directive mandates strict adherence to project timelines to boost capital expenditure, ensure austerity and establish regular monitoring of national development projects. Under the new instructions, line ministries must immediately update their approved programs within the line ministry budget information system and formulate upfront annual action and procurement plans. To curb chronic spending delays and low capital absorption, the ministry directed agencies to make public procurement transparent and competitive, tying project payouts directly to verified performance milestones. The guidelines also prioritize tighter internal financial controls, optimized revenue collection, and strict protection of public assets. According to the Finance Ministry, the 47-point framework aims to eliminate administrative bottlenecks, improve expenditure capacity, and ensure the timely achievement of national fiscal targets this fiscal year. Opposition parties in the National Assembly registered a motion of urgent public importance today, calling on the Home Minister to clarify the government's disaster preparedness measures amid rising monsoon risks across the country. The motion was proposed by Kamala Pantha, leader of Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party in the National Assembly, and supported by lawmakers Padam Bahadur Pariyar of Nepali Congress, Somnath Portel of CPNUML, Madan Kumari Saha Garima, who is the chief whip of Nepali Communist Party, and Puja Chaudhary from the Janta Samajwadi Party Nepal. Highlighting threats of floods, landslides, inundation, lightning strikes and glacial lake outburst floods, the motion argues that current government interventions remain insufficient. It cites the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority's Monsoon Preparedness and Response Action Plan 2026, which projects that monsoon disasters could affect 226,661 citizens across 51,000 households nationwide this monsoon. The proposal also brings attention to the leadership vacancy within the management authority and demands clear government strategies regarding inter-level coordination among federal, provincial and local authorities. Furthermore, opposition leaders requested a detailed briefing on early warning systems, alternative communication mechanisms for remote communities and post-disaster rescue, relief and rehabilitation plans to ensure the safety of vulnerable populations. Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa has affirmed the party's dedication to climate change awareness following the Green Run competition organized today to mark B.P. Koirala Memorial Day. Speaking at the event, Thapa highlighted that B.P. Koirala, Nepal's first democratically elected prime minister, pioneered the nationalization and sustainable conservation of key natural resources such as forest and land. He reaffirmed that the Nepali Congress remains committed to environmental justice, sustainable development and social inclusiveness, which are core principles introduced by the founding leader 7 decades ago. The 5-kilometer run kicked off from UN Park in Lalitpur, concluding with an award ceremony where President Thapa presented cash prizes to the top finishers. Mukesh Bahadur Pal won first prize, taking home 50,000 rupees, while Narendra Singh Rawal and Sanjay Shrestha secured second and third places, earning 25,000 and 20,000 rupees, respectively. On the same occasion, the party announced the establishment of the Humanitarian Welfare Fund. President Thapa stated that the fund will be dedicated to providing direct financial support to homeless individuals, single mothers and their children. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. 12 workers have been killed after a section of an under-construction tunnel collapsed following a methane gas explosion in India's northeastern state of Sikkim. According to the BBC, rescue teams are continuing efforts to locate 13 workers who remain trapped inside the tunnel after Monday's accident. According to India's National Disaster Response Force, the explosion occurred about 1.5 kilometers inside the tunnel, which is being built to carry water from the Teesta River to turbines at a hydropower plant. The state-owned National Hydroelectric Power Corporation said the blast was triggered by a sudden release of methane gas trapped inside the surrounding rock, producing dense fumes and toxic gases. The Sikkim government has confirmed that the accident was caused by methane gas combustion. The United States has carried out airstrikes on Iran for the 11th consecutive night as tensions between the two countries continue to escalate. The BBC cited the U.S. Central Command as saying that the latest strikes were aimed at weakening Iran's ability to threaten commercial shipping in the strategic Strait of Hormuz. The targets included military operation centers, aircraft hangars, drone storage facilities, maritime assets and logistics infrastructure. Iranian state media reported that air defense systems were activated in the capital Tehran, while explosions were also reported in Tabriz, Chabahar, Konark, Bushehr, home to Iran's only nuclear power plant. The renewed strikes came after U.S. President Donald Trump warned that the United States would soon target an underground nuclear facility near Natanz. In response, Iran warned Washington against attacking its nuclear sites and vowed retaliation. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Department of Labor issues strict directive stating workers' complaints must be addressed within 1 hour. Finance Ministry releases 47-point directive to accelerate budget execution and fiscal discipline. And 12 workers killed in tunnel collapse after methane explosion in India's Sikkim state. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.